growing up on Planet Meow. My growing up was strange and abstract. Hardly anything on TV made real sense. And my comics were complicated and nuanced, and I never had all the issues, just more and more questions. I think the TV shows where I come from aim to be strange, because I still don't know what Przybysze's Mat Planety are all about. I only remember little more than the intro to Sonda, which was a pretty reasonable science show, but I never knew when it was on. And I grew up watching 5, 10, 15, as in years old, and to this day I remember wondering what the hell it was going to be like when I turned 15. I thankfully skipped over that period of my life by coming to United States, the magical city of Brooklyn, New York. I was aware of English words, but I would mostly understand things from context. It did not help that I learned most of my English from the DJ Cat show. If it wasn't for Inspector Gadget and Ninja Turtles, I don't know what I would have learned. DJ Cat was as wonderful as random. There were some odd Eastern European shows too, such as the cigarette-smoking Wolf and Rabbit from Russia. Я тебе покажу, заяц! I think my favorite thing to do was to read comics. Thorgal was about a Viking from outer space. Funky Koval, a futuristic secret agent saving the world from aliens and something. And Rourke, where I only had one book and it seemed to have been about science and monsters, I think. I had a few copies of Hans Kloss, which was about a Polish spy working in Germany. And when I was younger, I basically learned to read from Kaiko and Kokosz and Titus Romek I Atomek. Very nice comic books. Those comic books were my earliest education, for sure. Countless dreams were had about all the unusual things in there. When I settled down in New York and became a fan of X-Files, I took to the New York Library to look up stories about Sasquatch and Mokele Mbembe. To me, my trip to the library was absolutely the same as learning from comics and TV shows. It wasn't so much about entertainment, but trying to understand the world, learning more things. I read many paperbacks about X-File-like stories and simply realized that is how religions are formed. The last paper-only book I've read was Ultramarathon Man, Confessions of an All-Night Runner by Dean Karnazes. Shortly thereafter, I ran from Canton to Ann Arbor using my feet, and I think it took me like 6 or 8 hours. I was more shuffling than running, but again, it was an amazing educational experience. And then I bought a proper MP3 player, and I stumbled upon Bill Bryson's A Short History of Nearly Everything. It quickly became my favorite audiobook. I've been re-listening to it last couple of weeks before sleep, actually. That book connected me to all the other books, mostly science and great adventure. I didn't really use any books to learn programming languages. Early on, I would just type in a concept followed by the word tutorial or how-to, as in Visual Basic Database Tutorial. Now, I just browse the documentation. I actually try not to memorize things on purpose. I still memorize, but without trying. I like looking things up. I like finding new things to learn when I search for something else. It seems like there's about 10 or 20 things that I am learning all at the same time. Things like circuit design, music composition, 3D modeling, and the like. And I break things down. In music, I am currently focused on drums, for example. LMMS is testing a new audio sample set, instrument sounds. And there is a much nicer drum selection now. In circuit design, I get very comfortable with simulating circuits, because then all the math is done for me. My biggest realization was that all those breadboard prototypes with all the wires sticking out are actually fed into computers to automatically create the circuits that we see on circuit boards. So, the breadboards are actually bee's knees. They are an important part in creating a product. In 3D modeling, I am still training myself to think in terms of 3D printing. There are huge problems with not being able to reliably print overhangs. But there are strategies, such as cutting the 3D shape in two, in such a way as to eliminate overhangs and later snap the two parts together. There are no real limits in modeling for 3D printing, but I like creating problematic 3D models that help me grow my knowledge. I just recently published the world's most daring dryer machine knob, and it feels great to the touch, and I actually learned a few extra things about Blender while making it. The way I learn is by pausing one thing and then pushing another. And when I feel I maxed something out, I switch to something else and later return with wiser solutions. I have never gotten stuck, never overwhelmed. Learning has always been very fun and relaxing. It's always an adventure.